culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, all of a sudden, I just looked down at my Bible. Spencer, Psalm 124. Get that up there real quick, because I just heard Holy Spirit tell me. I was really looking down. That's right where my Bible's turned here this morning. Psalm 1. Hey, you don't want to miss today's show. Bear with me here a second. Psalm 124. Thought I better lead with this thing right off the bat there. Got spelt right. Spencer won't come up. There you go, man. There you go. Psalm 124. It's real short. I'm not even going to have Silver read this one. I'm going to read it. Psalm 124. There you go. Spencer was homeschooled. Bear with him a second, all right? Huh? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, is the Lord on our side? Wrong question to ask. Are we on the Lord's side? See, we always get things backwards, don't we? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, how many Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as prey to their teeth. Huh? Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. Randy, we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hey, you YouTubers, listen, I'm going to give you a minute this morning. Got a great show. You're not going to miss this one. You don't want to miss any of them. You still want to miss this one. Got David Summerall coming up. Stop hate. What? Yeah, stop hate. That's right. But you on YouTube, I told you yesterday, don't watch us on YouTube. First of all, stop giving them the promotion, the advertise. Stop doing that. And if somebody comes on here and says a word that YouTube doesn't like, some geek who's high on drugs in the back room is going to put a strike on us, and YouTube's going to pull down all the stuff we have up there. We got a lot of stuff up on YouTube. So right now, go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on go to CoachDaveLive.com. We're streaming there. Folks, those of you who get up in the morning and watch us on YouTube, stop it. Stop it. CoachDaveLive.com. We're streaming there. We're free. They're not going to tell us what we can say, what we can't say. They're not going to do it. So I'm going to give you a 10-second count, and then we're going to flip over. I'm giving you time right now. Do it right now. Go to CoachDaveLive.com if you want to be part of it. In fact, when you get to CoachDaveLive.com, then you can be part of what we call the queue. You can get in and you ask questions. You can talk to David Summerall. You can be interactive with us. You can do that on YouTube. In fact, YouTube's where all you trolls hang out. Huh? All you cowardly trolls, you hang out at YouTube and you say things about me and accuse me of things on YouTube because you know there's no accountability. Come on and talk to us live there, big boy. Quit taking cheap shots from a distance. So, hey.
Coach, for those who watch, come back and watch the videos live. They're all archived on your show. Yeah. So you might have to go there and watch them archived.
Come on, man. Okay, listen. See ya, YouTubers. See ya. See ya at CoachDaveLive.com. All right, well, we're waiting for all those people to come up and join us. Got David Summerall, StopHate.com, coming up here in a second. Bear with me. I got to do a little bit of homework here before I get to it. Number one, this is important. It's important, all right? Professor Toto, we talked about him the other day. I'm going to have him on the show, by the way. Also, I think Thursday, Pastor Tony Spell is coming back and joining us on Thursday, I think. He had to check his schedule, but I think he's coming back. Do you know that nobody's really given much attention to that? I've been in contact with the Hannity show. You know, folks, when they released Pastor Tony Spell's verdict They did it Friday night at 6 o'clock. They did it Friday night at 6 o'clock because even those on our team don't really want the word to get out. You understand that? You understand our team isn't really our team? Have you picked up on that yet? Have you understood that? Have you really picked up that Fox News really isn't on our team? I hope that you have. But anyway, go to Spencer, if you can click on that real quick. I think I have Professor Toto right at the top there. Click on him. Professor Toto, Shane Vaughn, he's got about 250,000 followers on YouTube. He's coming to Canton, Ohio on the 27th. Slide on down there. I already bought my tickets. You get a 5-hour session with folks. Listen, we're cross-pollinating here. Cross-pollinization, okay? He's coming to Canton, Ohio. When I spoke to him the other day, there were only about 200 people will be able to get in the room with only about 30 tickets left. Only about 30 of them. Register now. Cost you $50. We get a free meal. And then we get a chance to get in there and look in eyeball to eyeball. Because he's trying to do what we're trying to do. He's trying to revive the Republic. He's really trying to get brigades going. He doesn't know that's what he's doing. So those of you who are in that area, come and join us. I got several of us that are already going up there. So it'd be good to have a good crew of you up there. That's June. It's Sunday, June 27th at 1 o'clock. All right? So Professor Toto. Hey, Clay hit the big time last night. Clay got another badge on his hat, stripe on his arm. He helped host a Patriot show out of Tennessee. Clay did okay. I mean, hey, come on, he's a rookie, right? He did okay though. Stepped out there. I appreciate Clay. He went very quickly from biddy football. He's already made it to the varsity. So Clay's getting it done for us. So appreciate that. Appreciate you doing that. I can do this real quickly. Okay. Hang on there. I promise you, David, I got you up early, man. StopHate.com. Hey, go down to the Tony. It says Tony Spell Vid. Go down to the Tony Spell Vid. Play that real quick. Matt Truella put this video together. It's just a 2-minute one of Pastor Tony Spell. Really well done. So Matt Truella at, the Five Tyrants put this video together. Go ahead, play it real quick. I'm sorry for those who can't see this. It's a picture of Pastor Tony being arrested. Liberal news media, conservative news media won't cover it either, by the way. They won't cover it either.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you. I'm Pastor Tony Spell, 43 years old, married with 3 children, 2 grandchildren. My entire family's in the ministry. A pastor in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. March the 15th, 2020, Chief of Police Roger Corcoran came into my church building where we were having a prayer meeting. I was arrested, read my rights, fingerprinted, and the charge: holding church during a pandemic. I was arrested, booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison. When they found out that I wasn't going to stop preaching and having church, brother, they put an ankle bracelet on me. They refused to let me leave the front door of my home. And they said, if I leave the front door of my home again, then they're going to put me into the jail for 90 days. Of course, the next Sunday morning, that was on a Friday, the next Sunday morning, my entire church walked to the door of my house, walked me to the door of the church to where the police couldn't get to us with my ankle bracelet on. Since then, I have 6 surveillance cameras on my home. 8 people have been terminated from their jobs in my church simply because they go to church. Nobody in our church has died with the virus. We said 16 months ago, if everybody dies, we're not going to stop having church. Nobody has died. Is freedom so dear? Is life so sweet to be purchased with the chains of slavery? God forbids. Give me liberty or give me death. That's where we are right now.
Amen, amen, amen. So, God, again, folks, Pastor Tony, I think Thursday. He's definitely going to be on with us this week. He couldn't confirm Thursday. They already checked his schedule, but he is going to be with us. So again, salute. Thanks to all of you that showed up down there. We made a difference. Don't think we didn't make a difference. And again, our media, mainstream, our conservative media is not covering it. It's just not covering it, folks. This is a huge, huge win, and they're not covering it. Okay, I'm going to shut up here. No, I'm not. I'm going to. StopHate.com. Pull that up here real quick for me, if you will, Spencer. StopHate.com. David Summerall, I met David, I don't know, a few years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years. Time goes so fast. I had to hear the Watchman conference. And David's one of those, he's doing his own part to in this battle, in this fight, folks, in this fight. And he produced a video that I made you guys aware of, I don't know, a week ago, 10 days ago, whenever it was now, Writing History, the Journalistic Battle of What Really Happened on January 6th. It's a fabulous video. It's about 30-some minutes long. And I'm going to let David talk about that a little bit here in a second. And it gives you, from multiple cameras, they've spliced together video from multiple cameras to show you what was really going on January 6th, this insurrection, how it was a setup, how we've been lied to, of course. So David, come on in here. He's out in Texas, so he had to get up early to come in here and be with us. He's happy to do it. He was on with Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. I don't know, it was a couple of days ago, Dave. I can't remember. I didn't see when it was. And again, folks, how come our media is not getting this out? How come our media is not shining a light on Tony Spell, Stop Hate, David Summerall? Come on in here, David. Tell us a little bit about – tell us – look, my grandson – David, you're so excited. Him, my grandson, who stayed here last night, he wanted to come and listen. So
I bet he stayed up all night, too.
He stayed up. Yep, he stayed up all night waiting to come down there and hear it. So, David, do a real quick run through who you are, what you do, and then let's dive into it here.
All right, brother. First of all, thanks for having me on here, Coach. Sure. Good to see you, brother. And, you know, we started Stop Hate back in 1992 during the L.A. riots, you know, and ever since then, it's been the number one job of the media to keep us under wraps and suppressed. You know, that's what they do. Yep. So, you know, demand free speech has been a big thing. We saw the censorship issues. We saw what was happening with Kavanaugh and the Covington boys and how the media was just going downhill faster and faster. What they did.
One lie after another, right, David? Just one lie after another.
It's progression. It keeps getting worse. They test the waters. They go deeper. They test the waters. They go deeper. And now we get to the January 6th. You know, I had a whole video crew. You know, we spread out, we shot different angles, like you said, we synchronized some of these videos together. We take you on a timeline journey from the day before, actually, all the way through the 6th and into the evening. So it's so you can see for yourself like you're there. And Coach, you've seen it. It's pretty quick moving. It takes you all the way through it. Really, it doesn't feel like 37 minutes by any means, but you get so much information. You're getting pictures and stories and witness accounts from people who were actually there, boots on the ground, that witnessed the four murders, not the one murder in the three natural causes, like they all say. And when Coach says they're not on our side, he's telling the truth, people. Listen to him, because the people that are supposed to be on our side don't want this to come out. It's not fitting their narrative either. So why would that be, Coach? Why wouldn't, you know, the people in our media, you know, the people like Hannity that know about this, why aren't they talking about it? Because they know. I don't understand.
Well, yes, you do. We do understand, don't we? Huh? Two-card Monty, good cop, bad cop, all that stuff that's going on. Hey, David, you said something that probably went over the top of the head of most people who are watching this show right now. Four people died at the hands of the police.
Yes.
Good guys. Well, our side, right, David?
Yes.
We hear about all this other stuff that's going on. We heard about the cop dying from a stroke, although they didn't even tell us the truth on that. We hear all this other stuff about throwing a fire extinguisher and hitting a guy on the head. And it's in your video. Literally, four people died at the hands of law enforcement. Go into a little bit of depth about that if you can, David. It's in the video, folks.
It's in the video, folks. It's right there. We don't edit. We don't censor. We're there to show you the raw truth. And here's the way it works. We know Ashley was shot, okay? Ashley is the one that everyone says, even Mark Levin on his show a day or two ago said, there was only one person murdered, and it was Ashley Babbitt. That's not true. There were three other people, two men that they said had heart attacks, and one lady that they said died from a drug overdose. Now, how disgusting to smear someone's dead name that was there for the right reasons at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing. And she was killed by the actions of the police. She was trampled to death in a corridor with my friend. And they're saying it was a drug overdose. That is disgusting. That is the media that we live under, and they work with our politicians that want to keep this quiet. So two heart attacks for guys. I mean, one guy got killed by a concussion grenade. One guy was pushed by the police off of a wall.
Folks, it's all in the video, friends.
It's all there. And listen, the people, we did not have concussion grenades. Okay, those were all the police. They did everything. I mean, you can look. And over in the video, you hear people saying, you know, the police did 99% of the stuff today. It's
David Clooney. You know, we had been, those of us here, we call it the Q, those in our group, David, we had been to, thanks, buddy. We had been to D.C. two times before this one, Dave. On January 6th, we were there, but we'd been there two times before that. And every time we went to security at the Capitol building, it was unbelievable. It was surrounded by cops. You couldn't get near it. And David, they had a few cops out there, but there was no security at that Capitol building, was there, brother?
No, man. And we got it on video. Like I said, we got to the gates before a lot of people got there. And we show that there were no police at the first gate. There were literally like five police at the second gate with no battle gear, no shield, no helmet, no stick, standing there like they're going to hold back a million people. It was disgusting. It was definitely played that way. They put their rookies up front. They got scared. They didn't know how to handle a crowd like that. They let them fight. They antagonized. We've got pictures of a cop saying, come on up, who's next? After they pushed that man to his death, then they're saying, come on, who's next? Antagonizing the crowd. I don't know who hired some of these guys to do this, but it's all in our video. And I'm sure that the lawyers that I'm working with, you know, some of these big groups and some of these bigger names, are going to enjoy bringing all this out for the public.
So, you know, I saw, I can't remember who it is. Just popped in my brain. I'm sorry. I can't give you the right source. They've been doing research and they found out that at least 34% of those who entered the Capitol were invited in. Have you seen that, David? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I saw that yesterday. I think it's amazing when people start counting heads and see what's going on. So you figure that's just what they see. That's just what they see now. And I'm guaranteeing the number is a lot higher than in
okay.
The
so David, let me do this because this makes people really, really nervous. Really nervous. But we ask the questions here. Okay. I'm not afraid. I'm a Donald Trump supporter. It was an early Donald Trump supporter. Was he in on this, David?
Absolutely. He 100%. This is all Trump's fault. You know how it goes, because he told us to go down there and peacefully protest.
That's right.
That's exactly the words out of his mouth. Let's go down and peacefully show these people. So if that's his fault, so be it. I'm not going to sit by and let him say, you know, words this, words that. That's the call to action. That is not a dog whistle. Let's go and peacefully show these people what we're talking about. That's what he said.
Amen.
He showed up. So, again, folks, don't forget this, that it was this insurgency at the Capitol building that prevented the Senate, the House, to not reject the. That's what, do you remember that? The election was in doubt as to whether it was going to be certified or not. And that's why we were all going to go there to stop the certification process. But all of a sudden, there was this huge insurrection, right?
Stop the steal, coach. Let's stop the steal. Let's steal our election. And listen, we've got video after video. We hadn't even broke loose with half of this stuff because it gets better. But we've got this one video, man, where everybody gets up to that first plaza and they all stop. They're not engaging the police. They're not moving forward. They're not trying to get in. They're not going anywhere. And you know what they're saying? We are here on their megaphones. We are here to redress our grievances with our government. We are not Antifa. We are not here to fight. It's all on video. And then the cops start throwing grenades over into the peaceful crowd and start shooting people on the front line, trying to whip them into a frenzy and sitting up on their little angle with their pellet guns shooting paint pepper belt. You know, you've seen some of the videos, but you've never seen a grenade come down and blow up next to somebody's face.
Poked a hole in that guy's cheek. It was unbelievable, folks. What was going on? Hey, Spencer, real quick, if you can, Spencer, pull the video up. It's here on Stop Hate, but it's also on our website. Get it about the 3-minute mark, and you actually have an interview with Ashley Babbitt. How did you get that, David?
So it's floating around the internet. That was one of the last things that she said. You know, I'm just thankful to God that he got that on camera to show what her character was like and what her demeanor was like, that she did not look like an insurrectionist. She did not look violent. She did not look like a bloodthirsty mob. She was there, like I said, to do the right thing. It's amazing.
David, another question real quickly. There are people saying she wasn't really shot or she was part of it. What's your take on that, brother?
I think she was, brother. I know somebody that was there that witnessed it firsthand next to her. And you know, I understand people. Listen, I would rather believe it was fake. I would rather believe nobody died. I would rather believe that our government wasn't out to get us. I would rather believe that the media was going to tell us the truth. But guys, sometimes you just got to look at it the way it is and understand what would be the point in faking her death. We got 3 other deaths that they're hiding. Yeah. So,
hey, folks, listen. Are you listening to me? You are either on the Lord's side or you're on the devil's side. There is no neutral zone. The devil owns the fence.
Yes.
So you could have the most trusted media guy in the world, and if he's not on the Lord's side, I'm sorry, you ain't always going to get the truth. You ain't always going to get the truth. And I love those guys who are on our side. But can I tell you something? Somebody pays Bill O'Reilly's salary. Somebody pays Sean Hannity's salary. There's always somebody above who has, what do they call, editorial rights. Right, folks? There is a slant to everything. There's a slant to everything. Now, David, do you know exactly on this video where Ashley Babbitt is? Because I don't want to spend all the time watching video. Folks, you can go to our website, and this video is posted to the website. You can watch the whole thing there. I'm not going to take all this time to watch video. Do you know exactly where she is in this, David?
I don't.
I think it was about the 3-minute mark. Okay, so folks, here's just, we'll play a little bit of it, David. Hopefully Ashley Babbitt will be in the middle of it. And just right. For you guys to get a feel. Now, hang on, David, set the stage, okay? How this video is put together, and as it's put together, sometimes you got 3 or 4 different videos playing at the same time on the screen. What's that all about, bud?
So that's where you have different perspectives. I was in the back. David Snow was in the middle. We had another guy in a different area. So what would happen is we can show the different perspectives. So what I want you to feel is if you're in the back of the crowd, you can't tell what's going on in the front. If you're in the middle of the crowd, you can't tell what's going on in the front. So people in the front, with the agitators and the actors that work with Antifa and the police and the government shaking the fences in the middle of the crowd, nobody could even see who's being aggressive or not. They're following the crowd. So I want you to understand, you could be 30 or 40 feet from someone who actually died and never know it. There was such a big crowd and people were there to occupy. Basically, it was an occupy type thing. We wanted to get onto the grounds, protest and be loud so they could hear us inside. And it just got whipped into a horrible frizzle by the people.
So David, as much as we don't want to admit this, we're all big boys and girls here in this show, so we get it. The truth of the matter is some of those agitators could have been 3-letter agencies of the U.S. government stirring up the crowd, couldn't they, brother?
Huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
Because when they got there, David shows you at the beginning of the video, folks, there were like 5 cops standing. 5. There's a million people heading toward them. They have 5 cops. What?
Literally.
And so then we see them. They begin to shake the barriers. And I mean, that's all in there. Hey, folks, later on in this video, you'll see they're inviting people right inside the Capitol. The whole thing staged. So let's play a little bit of this again, folks. So remember, the screen gets busy on you, okay? There's 3-4 different images sometime, and he's showing you simultaneous action from different perspectives. That's what's going on, right, Dave?
Yes, and right before this scene, I think, is where Ashley is. It was on the way to the Capitol, so it's right in the beginning. Right, you know, it's not very far.
There she is. There she was. There she was, Spence.
That's it,
okay.
Right there.
Okay, go ahead and play this, folks. Again, what is the official title? Writing History, the journalistic folks, the journalistic battle of January 6th, right? Because it's a narrative, it's a story. And which perspective are we getting on the, and by the way, where were the Republicans? And see, when the insurrection hit, didn't you see how Lindsey Graham and some of those other conservatives said, oh, that's it. That's it. We've had enough with Trump. That's it. Folks, come on now. Come on now. So then Lindsey Graham didn't have to vote to have further inspection. Do you see what happened here? See it? So let's play this real quick here, David. Then I'm going to open it up. And Michelle, let some of you get in here and ask some questions. Go ahead. Now, folks, this is amazing. Ashley Babbitt, there she is, the girl that was killed. Go ahead.
There's an estimated over 3 million people here today. So despite what the media tells you, boots on ground definitely say something different. There is a sea of nothing but red, white, and blue, patriots, and Trump. And it was amazing to get to see the president talk. We are now walking down the inaugural path to the Capitol building. 3 million plus people. God bless America, patriots.
Look, when it comes to the Capitol, they're lying about everything.
Let's just watch a bit of this here.
You'll see real quick. This is before anyone got here. And there are no police in that field.
No police. Look at that, folks.
There's
a million people marching towards them and no
Trump
police.
Called patriots to D.C. And those of us who love our country and who love our president and knew that he was elected and that he won the 2020 election, we're not going to stand for a steal.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this evil that's been turned against the American people, that Lord God, that you are referring to this
evil. Our voices and our votes were not going to be taken away from us.
There they are. Freeze out. Go back here, Spence. We'll try to capture that again. Folks, this is a fascinating video. Take time. In fact, you have to watch it more than once because it's so fast moving.
On a big screen, too.
On a bigger screen. That's right.
Yeah.
Just let that play a second there, Spencer. We'll see that. Freeze it when you see those cops standing there.
Our voices and our votes were not going to be taken away from us.
There they are. They're the guys that are going to stop 1 million people.
That's right.
There they are.
One of them's a girl, so they should be able to pull that off, right?
Well, they got a woman there. Then they must be really, really fortified. They need a couple more women there. Get a couple more of them up there. Instead of some big fat donut eating cop. I'm with you, David, right? So friends, hey, this is something really, really wrong with this narrative here. See, really, really wrong with this entire narrative. And we even hear in what we call conservative media, that it was an insurrection. By the way, David, it was violent, wasn't it? It was a violent insurrection.
You know, that's part of the thing, Coach. People, of course, Trump supporters, MAGA people, conservatives, you know, we want to say we're not violent people because we're not. So we can say that. But when you try to tell people on the left that we're not violent people, this was not a violent event, they say all we see is violence. So really, you know, we're not the violent people. The agitators and the actors did whip some people into it, did get some people, you know, that were emotionally charged, involved in some of the mayhem. But these are paid professional actors. That's like watching the news and trying not to hear the story. Those are paid professional actors as well in the media. So these people show up to do what they do. We got pictures of the same people in the beginning of each crowd. We've got one guy that just keeps showing up at every death. We've got one guy that's like leading the crowd. We've got other guys all the way through with megaphones trying to incite things. It's blatant. If you'll watch this and study it, like you said, this is a study video. We don't go into a lot of great detail. We don't like list things out or take a lot of time. We'll draw some circles. We'll use some arrows. We want you to kind of figure out for yourself, are these same guys that we keep seeing everywhere bad guys, good guys, actors, Antifa? They sure don't act like Trump supporters.
Well, folks, let's think about this a second. And I've been making this, giving this warning for years and years and years. I said, the real pushback is going to come from the NASCAR crowd.
Love it.
And by that, what I mean, the NASCAR guy, those are the guys that got God tattooed on their shoulder. who wouldn't know the Lord if he walked into the room. You know what I'm talking about, folks? And that's a lot of MAGA, a lot of Trump supporters are guys who don't have the Holy Spirit and are literally fed up with it. They're fed up with it, right? And this whole thing was an instigation against those guys, friends, trying to get those guys to act out without the restraining of the Holy Spirit. Would you agree with that, David?
I would agree with that. I would say the powers that be want them all in jail. This was a setup, guys, and here's the way it works. You get the FBI involved, and you take them to a million houses, and you ask a million patriots, were you there? Did you meet anybody? What happened? And you know that half of those people are going to tell a little bitty white lie. I didn't meet anybody. I didn't want to go or whatever. And the FBI doesn't care if they're talking about the case or not. If you lie just that much to the FBI, you go to jail. That's
it's a big trick. It's a big trick. Come on in, Rochelle. Rochelle, then Clay, then Dale.
Good morning, team. First, David, thank you for, you know, probably trying to write the narrative. We're just real sick of the media and everybody writing our history and telling lies.
By the way, Rochelle, it takes some bravery for David to do what he does, because I'll tell you, neither side wants this video out there. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Looking over your shoulder a lot, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is, I apologize, this is kind of a tough question where I'm coming from, because I feel sold out by Trump. I feel like his whole presidency was some kind of psyop with controlled opposition. It's kind of like Otto Kahn said when he said they use capitalism and communism to control the world by its axis. And Trump is just like the good cop in this good cop, bad cop screenplay that we're in. Some of the things are really concerning. Right away, he got elected on lock her up. And then the very next day, he was saying the Clintons are good people. He didn't go after Hillary. He instituted red flag gun laws here in Florida. His whole cabinet was CFR members. He didn't pardon there's still patriots that are in jail from this event. He could have pardoned them when he was still president. He didn't stop this deal when he had every tool at his disposal. He could have gone in and confiscated those machines. He didn't do any of that. He didn't fire any swap creatures. And then one more thing, he put Fauci in charge, and now we've been on warp speed for this mutagenic shot. So I feel a little betrayed.
Hey, man, what do you think, Dave?
You know, that's very important stuff. I can't say that I disagree with you at all. So I really believe, and listen, here's the way we put it to Ted Cruz. If you see this video and you don't come out swinging and spitting and fighting for your people, saying, let them go right now, then you're definitely not on our side. This is a litmus test. Amen. Trump can take the same test. Trump can take the same test. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, this video is truth. The unadulterated truth. I didn't edit anything. It's just raw, uncensored. So if he can see this and not come out fighting for us, we're going to know. But
okay, so folks, listen, there's a couple things we don't do. We don't argue theology here. And listen to this. We're not going to argue whether Trump's a good guy or a bad guy. We're going to lay it on the table. I don't want any fight starting because, yes, he's a good guy. No, we're just laying it out on the table, okay?
That's right.
So don't get in a fight and get personal about it. We're trying to analyze everything that's going on. Come on in, Clay.
Yeah, David. I'm sure there's a million or however many people were out there that they have all kinds of photographs and videos. And I'm sure you know that if we could put all that stuff together, we could find a lot of information off these that would be useful.
Clay, let me interrupt a second, Clay, because here's what we know. For those who were visited by the FBI, the FBI didn't come and ask them what was going on. They came and asked them specifically, did you enter the building? Were you part of an insurrection? They didn't come and say, hey, what did you see going on around there? They don't want the truth. They're after a set-up agenda. Go ahead, Clay. Sorry.
No, it's all right. So I was just wondering, you know, for instance, if I'm asking this for a friend, if they got some footage or photos or anything that would be helpful to this, how can they get it to you? And have you heard of anybody else having experiences where when they were trying to take video or footage of some of these fake MAGA supporters that their phone got jammed and wouldn't work?
Good question.
So, yeah, I don't know of any, you know, other than everyone's phone being jammed to a certain extent. We couldn't do a live video from the event.
You couldn't call somebody.
You couldn't text somebody. They really had all the phones shut down. Now, if that was just traffic and an overabundance of traffic, I would kind of doubt that. I think they kind of had things squelched. Information-wise, we've started building. We've been getting emails from around the country. People are scared. They're sitting on their video. The FBI didn't come just to scare people. They came to get the evidence. They came to make examples out of people and take their camera and their gear so they couldn't publish things. So we have a tip line set up at tips@stophate.com.
Hmm.
People are going, we've got so much more today than we had yesterday. That's the way God works. He's building this whole story.
Hey, man, Dale, come on in. Then Jeff and Larry.
Hi, Coach, man, listen, go way back with this. My whole family has been on the domestic terrorist watch list. What, when that was happening, my 2-year-old son, even back in 2005, I was sitting in a dental chair. My dentist asked me while he's coming at me with a scalpel, why are you here, not in Washington? So that's my background. In other words, he expected me to be there. But here's the deal. And Coach, you know, I go back, the emotional side of this NASCAR people, what he was saying exactly, these people are paid actors and they knew that they can use to stir up a crowd. Think about this. How about a football game where they go down and tear down the goalpost?
Yes.
50,000 people don't plan to tear down the goalpost, but if you got 10 of them say, hey, if we win this game, we're going to tear down that goalpost. Guess what? Out of emotions, people entered the field, even though that was not their intention when they went there. And so that was the stirring up. And for the Christians, we need to understand this, that we are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus, pulling down on the strongholds and recognizing it wasn't about Trump and it's not about Joe Biden. It's not about Fox News. It is the people behind the scenes. How did Flip Bemmon always use saying, I'll finish with this. It's the same devil, just a different glove.
Amen. Same hand, same glove. That's for a good point there, Dale. Great point about the tearing down the goalposts. It was very, very, very similar to that for sure.
Well, and it's the same emotional response. I mean, we say it is a football game. It is the way we're programmed. It is team mentality. It is us against them. They are different. We are better. Win, win, win. That's the same mentality we've been forced into politics, into college football, into high school football. I mean, it starts in elementary school or lower, you know, organized sports. We get that, but it doesn't have to be a war like that. I mean, can't you both have a team that's actually after the same goal, which organized sports is, you know, growing your character, doing things like this. This kind of organized sport is against all the people by someone higher up. There is an agenda there. It was to bring attention away from the Georgia situation and to vilify a lot of people and take their rights. It's really amazing what they've done, but they won't be successful this time. There were 1 million citizen journalists, photographers there. We have what we need. Send it to tips@stophate.com. We'll put it together and get it out there.
Jeff Nell, come on in, Jeff. Jeff's from Fallon, Nevada. Come on in, Jeff. He was. Larry, come on in.
Yeah, thank you. One question, then a real quick comment. Let me do the comment first. What do we do? Well, that's the question. My comment is the flag. I would like to ask you to put it upside down in your office behind you, because our country is in distress, in my opinion, and that anytime anybody sees that is on our side, it will encourage them that there are others who feel the same. That's just a request. Now, my question is, same question we have on virtually every topic. What do we do now?
Good question.
Let me take it.
Go, bud.
Make phone calls, write letters, you know, and here's the thing. Educate your friends. And I know you're already doing that, brother. I can tell you talk to people. You're not scared. But that's what we have to do. We have to communicate through love and grace. That's the only way we're going to reach any other side. And we got to say, hey, we've all been duped. You know, when the people come together and realize we're not going to take this anymore. We are not servants. We are owners. The other people are employees. They treat us like trash. Enough's enough. Then, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for saying, oh, we're going to overthrow a government or anything, but we're going to throw everybody in there out and start over. I'm all for that. And
me
I
too.
Think the people can do that.
I said to my wife yesterday, David, we were just driving down the road. I said, man, our government's wicked. Our government is so wicked, folks. We got to understand. Hey, do me a favor, Spence. Move that video ahead about 5 minutes. We'll play another clip here in a second. Debbie Perkins, come on in, Deb.
Well, my question is too, and I listen to a lot of this stuff as I'm driving, so I don't get people's names right and stuff, but there was the guy that I believe that was in the, was it Ruby Ridge?
Randy Weaver.
Randy was shot.
Yeah.
And he was put in prison, and I cannot remember his name, but he's out now. And he has been out for a while, and he's helping these people that are still in prison. And he was saying that the purpose of helping them and keeping them there is they want them to make a plea deal to get out so that they'll flip and go state evidence. So he was saying, you know, they're staying there as patriots so that they can be deposed for discovery for all the FBI guys. So I was just wondering, do you think that your videos and things will be helped in this lawsuit?
Absolutely. Listen, we're working with several of the high profile lawyers. Some of it doesn't have to be high profile. Just put it to you this way. We're working with lawyers with the evidence that we have. We are here to set our people free, period. End of story. If the government won't do it, if the legal system won't do it, the people will. And that's why we're here. We're here to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that these people are not guilty of insurrection or anything even close. And I think that we can turn the tables back and put the criminals in jail for what they've done to the citizens.
Amen. Joe Allen, come on in.
Morning. All right. We got an election coming up here in 22 there. What's your resources and what are you guys doing to put out information so we can get these Democrats out of office?
Take it, Coach. Is that for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, all we're trying to do is spread this message of love and hope, guys. I mean, seriously, that's what the world lacks. And we're not getting that from either side. Our children are in a bad spot. We've got this whole pandemic thing. People think they're going to die any day. The world's going to end in 10 or 12 years. We need to come together as a people and love each other a little bit and say, hey, we're not going to subscribe to this fear and intimidation anymore. And if there's one party that takes four or five of the Ten Commandments and chucks them out the window, we can just look at the whole party for what it is.
Amen.
We need to rally around God at this time and give him the opportunity to save our country and work toward that for him, and he'll help us do it.
David, one of the points I made yesterday, this involves your pastor, your elected officials. Folks, if you cannot trust them in the big thing, you can't trust them in the little thing. Hey, anybody can make little decisions, anybody. But when it comes to the big one, right, when the big one's on the line, if they turn state's evidence, if your pastor's shutting down his church, that's a big thing. If you can't trust him on big things, how are you going to trust him on little things? Go ahead and play just a couple more minutes of this video. So again, folks, you can find this at CoachDaveLive.com or StopHate. You can find it there as well. Go ahead, a couple minutes, and then we'll come back to Jeff Nell again, then Jeff and John. Go ahead.
The other way around, and Antifa was at the door, they would be tearing shit up. Set up to do this. They did. There's no way they didn't. They set this up for us.
Okay, you can stop it there. Folks, you need to watch this video. And this is Dale Social. What a great point you just made. These guys are going to go tear down the goalposts. That's all they're doing. They're just walking to the Capitol, and somebody's going in the building, and they're going to go in the building too. You agree with that, David?
I totally agree with that. You can tell that was not zombie world. That wasn't people running, trying to tear things up. That wasn't a BLM or Antifa protest. There were no torches. You know, I mean, these are peaceful people that went to go and chant USA. Went to fight for Trump. Go stop the steal. These aren't bad guys, and the media.
As you get farther into the video, folks, you'll see the I don't want to, not missiles, but the spark booms that were launched. You see they actually have video of the four people who were killed. It's all in this. You need to take some time to go watch the video. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Yeah, sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
All right.
Four things real quick. Tough love, that's to be given. I've talked to a lot of people, and they're afraid. Okay, very afraid. Second, April was Child Abuse Month, and I went to the school board, and I said the LGBTQ is a child abuse. And three people, men, all came behind me and knocked me down. And then the president of the school board called me hate, called it hate speech.
Jeff, do you expect them to love you? Expect them to love you? They're not going to love you. Bible says you're going to be hated of all men. Quit looking for their approval, man. They ain't going to. Hey, Jeff, the devil owns the fence. They either serve the Lord or they don't. The devil owns the fence.
Okay, fourth.
I appreciate it.
Fourth, Arthur, his organization, which I support, he was visited by the FBI. He wasn't in D.C. And the last is we're witnessing the Gestapo, SS, KGB tactics.
Right in our
face. That's what we're facing.
They're trying to scare everybody else. Go ahead, Jeff Klein. Come on in. Then John.
Coach, just let David know, we were on the other side of the building that morning, the whole day. And I don't know if anybody got any video from that side, but we do have a little bit. We start out 300 or 400 people at 10 o'clock. Pastor Bill was there from 10 to 2 preaching. The crowd grew to about 7,000. And there was like 40 cops on that side. But that's the side where all the black SUVs pull in and put the politicians out. And we've seen a lot of them get out. The cops had to listen to Pastor for 4 hours. Now, they were very friendly to us. And then some of the video, you can see them opening the gates. But as we all went up, as we're going up to take the steps, and that's what he told them, we're taking the steps. That's what we're here for, to take the steps and let them know we're out here. So as we did that, he's got a little video footage. It was powerful. All three of them big sets of steps on that side of the building were full of people, standing packed full. You couldn't get up them any further. And they sang the national anthem. Pastor Bill has that videotape. It is powerful. But it was peaceful, and the cops were standing up there with us, pinned in up there, and nobody got hurt. But as we approached the steps, we heard the flashbangs. We seen the flares go up over the building, and you could smell the tear gas, and there was nothing on that side of the building. It was drifting from the other side. And we're looking at each other like, what is going on? We were peaceful over there, about 7,000 people.
We can't even imagine the probably the video you haven't seen yet, David, that's out there, right? Everybody has a video camera this day. Everybody's taking video. And
But you know what? That's a great point, because people need to realize there's two sides to every story, just like there's two sides to a building, okay? You had some really nutcases on one side doing crazy things. You had, you know, peaceful people on another side with some, you know. And so when you make one group fight to get in, but you let the other group in from the other direction, now you've got all these people inside, and it's optics. So when you understand HBO was there on the scene with their cameras rolling, when you understand the FBI was there, they're in our videos. So they're preparing for their show. They're preparing for their cases. They're not investigating. They're building a case, and the media is doing this as a hit job. We know how peaceful it was. We know people are helping police. We know people are setting back up the velvet ropes when they got knocked over. These are what's going to come out in the video when people are standing in a hallway inside saying, okay, guys, we got to stay peaceful. These cops here say that as long as we're peaceful, we're okay. You can't hide from that. And it just blows the whole narrative. So yeah. HBO, a big film out in August, September. It's not going to match what ours says.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach, one other thing to add to that. CNN and Reuters was on that side for hours filming Pastor Bill. Now, when the FBI called Pastor Bill, they said, listen, all we want you to do is come in and identify some people. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They said, and here's what they told him. We have watched hours of your video. People videoed him for 4 hours preaching. They said, we've watched hours of your video. They said, you're good. But we just want to know if you can identify some
people. Sure. They're your friends. They're your friends. Hey, John, get ready. Hey, folks, listen. Will you guys stop arguing in the chat? Will you stop it? How can you guys be arguing in the chat and listening to David Sumrall? Stop it. Come on in, John.
Yeah, I want to say that the how we take back our government is get good people to run and beat these incumbents. Target the worst ones. Get a good person to go. I think Biden and what he's doing is going to motivate business owners that see the future of their business, or those who have already lost their business because of the shutdown, their prime example saying, what do I have to lose? I lost everything already. I want to go over to make a change. Go get them. Go get some good veterans who put their blood on the battlefield and said, I bled for this country. I want to fight for this country if it means go to D.C.
Okay. I'm going to show you an easier way, okay? Hey, Spencer, real quickly, pull up Mama Bear. Folks, this is, we need more of this kind of stuff. David, you're going, I don't know if you've seen this or not. We need more of this kind of stuff. Stop arguing over whether Trump's the real deal or not the real deal, whether Lindsey Graham's in his corner is what? Stop that. All politics is local. All politics is local. Go to your church. Go to your pastor. Wake up your pastor. Do what this mama bear did at the school board meeting. I don't even know where it is. This is a minute and 21 seconds. We need more of this. Go ahead.
When she came to your school, when she procures bids for ISU with construction and came to your school and spoke to your staff for two straight days, why did she do that? This is why she did that. This is why she did that. To make sure that when our students want to know whether or not they have a vagina or a penis, they have pictures from your staff to be able to help them. They don't have enough sex. They don't have enough anal sex. They need adults to tell them how to masturbate. And what I call that is... So here's what I'm asking you. You have a hard time hearing this from me, but this is for 10 years old and up, and this bill was passed for 5-year-olds. And you have a hard time me sitting here telling you the words anal sex, masturbation. That's hard for you, or the time's up? Because the time's not really up. I don't believe you, Mr. Wiley, that my time is up. But I'm going to end with this. I'll close with this, because this was too much for you, I can tell right now. And that's why you're cutting me off. But last time I said, you know what? Critical race theory. Little girl in the back was laughing every single time Megan said something, because white people oppress black people, right? Isn't your principal black? Isn't your mayor black? Now, I would like to introduce to you Tice.
There you go. There you go. Those are the things we've got to begin to do, folks. You're not going to influence Donald Trump. You're not even probably going to influence your congressman. You can't even get a meeting with him. Everything is local. We've got to raise up local warriors. Go ahead, David.
Let me tell you, that's that righteous indignation that everybody showed up with on January 6th. We aren't going to take anymore. We're tired of people taking our country. We're going to stand out there and do what we're supposed to do legally. And then they whip us up into a fight. Let me tell you, this is happening for reasons. Y'all understand, people are waking up because of people like Mama Bear there that are, and Coach is so right. Local, local, local. You can't do anything more than that, folks. You can try. I mean, it's a lot of energy, but local, local. Go to your school board meetings. Amen. Go to your city council meetings. Go to church. Go outside. Go meet your neighbors. Go to the park. Do things local. That's where we've got to get back to, folks. That's the most important stuff.
Friends, if they're teaching homosex in your libraries and homosex in your schools, and masturbation and anal sex, why would you call your congressman? Can somebody explain that to me? What in the H-E double hockey sticks is your congressman going to do? We've got to become an influence locally. Make right. waves locally. Make waves locally. Come on in, Roger.
And, you know, that's what we all did. We went locally and took that fight to D.C. We went to have our voices heard. And you see how it's vilified. You know the games the media play. Well, guess what? Our politicians are playing hand in hand with them. That's what people need to wait for that. Both sides, two wings, same bird.
You got it, baby. Go ahead, Raj.
Real curious. Are the lawyers that are handling, are they looking for any witnesses that would come to hearings to testify about the calmness? I mean, I was there with my two sons. It was a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yes.
Are they looking for people that would just be arriving to be a witness to say, I was there? And this was my observation.
You know, not so much. And unfortunately, like I said, they're not there to investigate. They're there to build a case. They want as many people on this list as they can have. They don't want the truth about how peaceful it was. They don't want those videos. I mean, we've got people that have said, look, I've got Antifa on video, and they don't want it.
No, I mean on the other side, where people come like me to the lawyers that are representing those that are arrested? Are they looking for people that would come and say, I was there, it was peaceful,
character witness
my testimony?
Right. No, not so much.
No. Our side's missed. Hey, David, I don't know if you know this or not. I organized 130 people to go there. I had 130 people that went there that day. Folks, listen to me. At least 10 of them, I'm just throwing a number out, but at least 10 of them have been visited by the FBI. And David, they haven't visited me.
Yeah.
Now, friends, what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. Does that tell you that they are trying to build a case against me before they show up at my door? Yeah. If you knew somebody that took 135 people to DC for this event, why would you go visit people who went with him before come and then talking to the source?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the motives. But listen, I mean, when you think about this in a big picture deal, that's what it is. That's exactly. It's just control and manipulation, guys. And we can't sit by. So let me put it in perspective. Who remembers the Alamo? Everybody remember the Alamo?
I mean, remember of it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we weren't quite there, Coach. But so didn't they die? You know, didn't they actually die? So yep. This is where we are with this January 6th. The fight continues today. There are still people in jail. There are still people in solitary confinement. There's still people like my employee that's still on house arrest with an ankle bracelet, just got permission to go outside and see sunshine 2 weeks ago. This is an ongoing thing, folks. This was back in January. How would you feel if you were still sitting in jail? How would you feel if you could not leave your home? How would you feel? So this is why we continue to fight. There are still people active in this fight. We cannot let them go to jail because we couldn't afford the attorney fees. We can't let this fight go out. We've started the Stop Hate Department of Defense just to show people where fundraisers are that they can go support these people in their legal fees. We've started a petition to make January 6th Patriots Day because it was the most patriotic day in our country's history, and we need to keep it
Amen.
For ourselves and celebrate it and those who suffered and those who died for our freedoms. That's what it's about.
Folks, Amen. He nailed it, right? Because look, the devil owns the left and the fence. He owns all that, folks. You're either for me or against me, Jesus said. Ain't no middle ground, right? And unfortunately, what we have been doing is we have been trusting on those who are fence riders to fight for us. And then folks are not, they're getting knocked off the fence. They're getting knocked off. The good thing is they're getting knocked off on one side or the other, but unfortunately most of them are being knocked onto the other side. And I got to tell you this. I heard from Pastor Tony Spell himself. Are you listening? Tony Perkins, doesn't matter. His organization, Tony Perkins personally asked Pastor Tony Spell to comply. Now, Family Research Council, isn't that who he is, right? Mm-hmm. Huh? Folks, now listen, you're either for Tony or you're, well, we found out he's against him. They're against Coach, Tony Spell. In.
He was there when Tony was arrested with the sheriff.
Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable. And folks, have you seen other than on here and other shows like this, have you seen any mainstream media really showing you what's going on? Have you seen anything about what happened with Tony Spell? Because listen, if you don't think that they're going to come to your church, if your pastor is standing up, boys and girls, you are greatly, greatly deceived and confused. Okay, listen, 2 minutes left, David. Wrap this thing up for us here, bud.
Keep fighting, people. Keep fighting, keep loving each other. And here's the deal, truth. Share, like, subscribe, follow, do all the things you're supposed to do, but push this out to every media source you can find. Go grab the link yourself, download it yourself so you'll have it because they're going to take it. We know how the censorship thing works. Download a copy, send it to everybody you know. Send it to people you don't know. Like I said, every media, local, national, they have to get this word out here because here's what's happening, Coach. You know as well as I do. StopHate.com is what they really don't want to get. They don't want to know that there's a group that actually cares about everybody based on Christian principles and love and grace. They don't want that because that's what we could use to fix this whole mess that we're in. But the politicians and the media don't want that truth to get out. So follow us on StopHate.com. Share that video out. Sign the petition. Support somebody. Support us. You know, we're trying to do more of these videos. We just dropped an Antifa monologue or montage that has tons and tons of the Antifa. We're going to go back and do a deep dive on the Ashley situation. We're going to do, you know, more investigation on all these aspects. Because like I said, we keep getting more and more video. And thank everybody for that. We really need it.
Okay, boys and girls, we're late to the game. We've sat around for two generations and watched the devil run rampant all throughout the – we're late to the game. Hey, but we're here now, right? We are here now.
Amen.
It's time to stand up and push back. We are at the point in American history. We're either going to stand up or we will not survive as a Christian republic, which is what we are. David, God bless you. We'll have you on again. Thanks for all you're doing. And if you need an outlet, you got something good going on, get a hold of us, brother, and we'll put you to the top of the list. God, hey, folks,
Coach,
share the video.
I appreciate you, Coach, for having me on here today, brother.
Stay with us here a second. Folks, share the video. Share the video. You can catch it at StopHate.com or you can catch it at CoachDaveLive.com. Share the video with everybody, all right? God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.